This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked yesterday about the Biden administration's plan to hire more people in cybersecurity. Good reason for that, too, because there has been a lot of news of hacks and attacks on businesses and industries, many of them what are known as supply chain attacks. So we got Dr. Sheetal Fechty on the phone. She's from the University of Richmond, where she studies, among other things, risk management. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I think we need to start with the definition of terms. When we say supply chain attacks, it's not things in trucks getting delivered, right? That's not what we're talking about.
Right. We're not necessarily talking about items that are moving across the country, but we're talking generally about the cybersecurity and the information systems that fuel these supply chains.
Give me an example, because there have been oh so many of them lately.
Yeah, so a supply chain attack can basically turn the information technology, for example, the computers and the software, they can be disrupted. And when the computer, the software, when they don't work, then we can't move items from coast to coast on those trucks.
Solar winds, right? That was a supply chain attack?
Yes, it was. And in particular, because it affected the ability for not only goods and services to move, but also for transactions to happen. So for the sale of services.
Right. Now, why are they becoming or have they long been a preferred method of entry, a vector, if you will, for these cyber criminals?
Well, it's becoming more and more prevalent today because systems are becoming increasingly interdependent on one another. So what that means is a disruption on one system or one piece of software can have disruptions across all interconnected softwares, ones that basically share data or communicate with one another.
Am I right in remembering that at least in the recent ones, they can go undetected for quite a while?
Yes, absolutely. What attackers do is they tend to burrow into the system, gain information, and choose to attack or choose to become visible when they are ready, often on their terms, often in cases when they are ready to, for example, ask for ransom.
So if I'm running a company and I'm the head of IT, what do I do?
Well, there is a lot IT can do and a lot it cannot do. So, for example, when there are potential entryways into a cyber system, those are called vulnerabilities. And vulnerabilities often become known. And when they are known, they can be patched. So a company can patch the vulnerability and ensure, at least to some extent, that they have sealed the entryway into their system. But the company may not be aware of the vulnerability. And that is one of the most dangerous situations that is really coming into play more recently.
Okay, so not to personalize this at all, but I'm smack in the middle of what seems like interminable IT security training here at Marketplace. Mm-hmm. Is this an individual level thing?
It absolutely can be. So you as a user of email may often get phishing emails in which maybe you get an email with a suspicious link in it. And in an organization, in a company, those types of emails may go out to hundreds, thousands of employees. And it may take just a single employee clicking a bad link to create an entryway for attackers to get into the information systems.
What about you? You're a professional. Do you have to do this stuff too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My university just started a system in which external emails get a yellow band across
oh, yeah.
the email telling yeah. me that it came from an external party.
We just got that here as well. I guess it's everybody.
Yes.
Dr. Sheetal Fechty at the University of Richmond. Thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you.